BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 26, verses 9 through 12. David gets to the point of coming to the Lord. Quote, "Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with bloodthirsty men." David wants to live in paradise, the house of the Lord forever. David wants eternal life. David's case has been that he has kept a blameless life. He has walked continually in the Lord's truth. Based upon being good enough, he can be allowed to live eternally in the house of the Lord. He promises it is his desire to always sing praises to the Lord. He is sincere. All religions that profess that they have the truth of God generally promote the same ideology concerning how to attain eternal life, except one. They say the way to live in paradise is to live a good life. If we live mostly by doing enough do's and refrain from enough nots, then we will live forever. What is good and what is bad is defined differently by each religion, as well as who was the best teacher. The one religion that teaches something different is Christianity. The teaching in the Bible is that no matter how blameless we are, we all sin and thus fall short of the requirements to be with the Holy God. Because of sin, we are separated from God. No matter how many good things we do and how hard we try to refrain from doing wrong, it will not be enough for the Holy God. However, Christianity does promote hope. That hope is in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The teaching taught around the truth of Good Friday and Easter Sunday is that through faith in Jesus, anyone can be made blameless and thus be welcomed in paradise, the kingdom of God.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.